Evening. If you are watching a replay of this, maybe scrub forward 10, 15 seconds because I'll wait for some people to join. Otherwise, I'll just be talking to myself, which pretty good at, to be honest, as well, based on doing 500 odd podcasts. But same format as last time. Rip into any questions anyone's got. Someone's requesting to come on the live video. I don't know about you. It's Straya, Air High 954. Happy to chat about anything as long as it's not too rash or I might know the answer. Happy Wednesday. Thank you. Tiff says hi. Oh, Tiff. Is that the Girls Get Off? This is not sponsored by Girls Get Off, but is it, you're talking about the Girls Get Off toy? Anyway, drop Montoya, push Pompey to... Oh, wow. Chuck RTS to the wing. Interesting. RTS didn't look too happy out there on the left side, did he? Rian, when he got that ball late in the game. Just look a little bit disorganised at the moment for the Wars, unfortunately. But centre. Oh, centre, I see. Don't know, just give him more ball. No finance chat, that's good. How would you go about investing? Save money to a bigger amount and invest at a lower price, etc. Or gradually put in affordable sums? I mean, obviously, I don't give financial advice as such, but how I would go about investing is take money that I have and invest it into something. I wouldn't overthink all of the other stuff. I gradually invest every week, so I have money set up going into investments every week, so that means I'm dollar cost averaging every week. What tax rate is PyFunds tax at? 28% or my prescribed investor rate? Yeah, so it's basically your marginal tax rate, or it's capped out at 28%. So as soon as you earn over $48,000 in New Zealand, you'll be taxed at 30%. At the moment, tax rate's going to change 1st of July, allegedly, if National do change those. So you would only be at 17.5%. What are the tax rates? That's up to 48,000. So if you're earning under 48,000, otherwise, you need to be careful because you might be not paying enough tax. So the reason a lot of people who who invest like pies is because pies being a pie fund, an investment, not the steak and cheese, but like people like those too, is because you can get a tax saving. So say you earn $80,000, you would be taxed at 33% on your interest income, but in a pie fund, it would be capped at 28%, saving you 5% in tax. Hopefully that makes sense. Up the Warriors for sure. Got a lifestyle block. Can subdivide, don't have money, what to do? I don't really know anything about subdivision, but okay, let's just work through this problem. I have a lifestyle block. I can subdivide it. I don't have money, what to do? Fucking probably get some money. Don't know, seems complicated. Go out and get money. Figure out what you're good at, transact, bank that, figure out your gap, how much do I need to do the subdivision? So chunk the problem down into small actionable steps. ChatGPT, put it into there. What would you do to get some money? Don't just stop at the it's too hard piece. First time investor here, where to start, open sharesies, and that's it so far. Buy a share. I'm gonna get ruthless on this. Like, we gotta stop fucking overcomplicating everything. If we want to invest, stop being scared and just invest. If we want to save, save. We don't need, someone just asked me before, what's the best term deposit account? 4.39% versus 4%, not going to change your life. What is how do I four times my income over the next 10 years? We need to think bigger. But I get it, we're scared because historically we've always invested in housing, for instance, so we don't know about shares and stuff, but start listening to the Sharesies podcast, for instance. Or talk to your mate who might have invested for a while, or have a look at something like Generates Wealth Funds, for instance, or different funds that are out there that will allow you to get moving. Because what you don't want now is to have the intention of investing and then stop and we get stuck because we don't know what to do. So we need to accept that we may make some wrong moves, but we need to still, you know, dive in and get in the pool and learn to swim as we go. Otherwise, we're going to sit there dipping our toe in. Oh, I don't know if I should get in there. Get in the fucking pool, you know. That's how you learn to swim. Throw yourself in there. I'm not saying risk it all and do something irrational and silly, but you've got to get past that fear piece, and sometimes that means diving into the pool. So go collect your information. Don't get stuck, but keep moving forward. Money better in your pocket than in KiwiSaver. You would have to invest better than KiwiSaver providers. So I guess that's the answer, right? But firstly, your employer is going to match it, so there's 100% return. Where else do you get 100% return? Maybe the Warriors, if they're paying 2-1, even that's risky. And then you're going to get a $500 kick in from the government, which is actually just you getting $521 of your tax back. So that's a 50% return on a $1,043 contribution. You're protecting yourself from yourself by not being able to touch that money, and that money's going to be invested over time. So look, I'm a fan, but a lot of people don't like it, but hey, that's fine. Oh man, these comments just blew up. Okay, thoughts on Base Corp? Sorry, I don't know anything about it. Wednesday, oh, what day is it? Shit, it's Tuesday. Sorry, I thought it was Wednesday. I'm out of touch because, yeah. Just a shout out for the demography podcast. It was incredibly enlightening. Well, thanks, Lizzie. I really appreciate that. Someone said we were really cute and they could listen to us for hours, which I don't know if that's a compliment or concerning, but hey, maybe we'll run it back and get a second one going. Term fund versus term deposit, what's the main difference? I don't even know. I'd Google that. That's what I would do. Google. Chaser, what's a chaser? Like a vodka chaser? Maybe. This is just water. Tuesday Q&As, unless I've glitched. Hey, this is the Cunningham's theory. What it means is the best way to get the right information is to give the internet the wrong information. So what that means is I say that it's a Wednesday stream and you have to be like, no, it's Tuesday, man, you're wrong, fuck. Really, really smart strategy, and it's a great way to hack engagement. For instance, you could say like the All Blacks are playing the Irish and they're like, hell yeah, you put up a photo of the Scotland flag, good luck to Scotland tonight, you'll smash the All Blacks. Oh, they're not playing Scotland, you idiot, what are you doing? A business actually implemented it with sneakers where they would say, who likes the new Yeezy 4s or whatever, I don't know anything about sneakers, but they would put up the wrong photo and people are like, you're a fucking idiot, you don't know anything about sneakers, it's Yeezy 3s, so Cunningham's theory. Anyway, is it worth putting investments like shares and ETFs under a business account to avoid some tax? How would that work? I don't really, like, I'm an accountant, I don't know how that would work. Putting investments like shares and ETFs under a business account to avoid some tax. So a company might cap out at 28%, but eventually profits and stuff in a company get distributed out to a shareholder, which is an individual, and that's taxed at a marginal rate anyway. Again, like, this is the sort of stuff that's just cute. We don't want to get cute. We want to get shit done. So yeah, PIE funds are probably one of the ways that I often talk about where you can sort of manipulate taxes. What do you think about crypto? What I think about it, I don't know how to answer that, but I buy it every week. Simple, Kiwi living abroad, pump money into shares or chase to get onto the property ladder. Pump money into shares. Oh, well, I mean, again, I don't give investment advice. If I were you, I would be mapping back to my goals. So like, why is that the question? And how are you gonna know what the right answer is? So if you want to buy a property, well, then why would you build a strategy around shares? Wouldn't you be trying to figure out, when am I going to buy the property? What do I need to do? What's my gap? How can I achieve that? Rather than which one should I do? Because otherwise, you, only hindsight has that answer. Do you help startups? No, try not to. Mostly established businesses. Company shares or index funds? What's your thoughts on the two? I've got a blend of both, but mostly because I like investing directly into some companies myself because I think I might know what I'm doing or I like that company. Get it wrong all the time, but funds seem to be the fashionable thing at the moment just because you're then diversified across so many different stocks. Thought about selling house, buying a nice boat, no mortgage, no rates, only mooring fees. Everything is going up, man, and I'm struggling with interest. It is tough out there, eh? Interest rates, the house price index, consumer index, like 6% increase. And you got to pay for all that stuff of after-tax income. Selling the house and buying a nice boat. Like, just think about, like, with things like that, because it's pretty radical. So go down the path 5 or 10 years. Do you still want to be rocking around in a boat? I don't know. Each to their own, right? But that's where we all have to build individual plans and figure out how we're going to do it. But I think as well, like, zoom out. Yeah, we're in tricky times, but it feels like we're in winter and we just feel like that we're going to stay here forever. I'm sure it won't be, but it's hard to know how long it'll go on for. But it just feels like this is the new forever. Was this impromptu? Yeah, well, half an hour ago, I thought, why not? What's your guilty purchase this month? Oh, shit, man, I don't even want to admit to that. It's not good. Thoughts on switching? I'll wear it at some stage. Thoughts on switching mortgage to another bank? I have no idea. Ask someone like Mikey from Guardian Smith. Cheers. A lot of people forget KiwiSaver is an investment too. We just choose the fund bracket and the bank does the rest. Yeah, well, I think 50% of KiwiSaver funds are with banks. Now, that really intrigues me because we all complain about how much banks make, but then we leave our KiwiSaver with them. So firstly, why would you do that? And your insurance, and then complain about how much banks make. So yeah, I haven't had my bank, my KiwiSaver with a bank since, fuck knows, 2012 or 13 or something. Yeah. Enough said. Can Springtide run in the money tomorrow? Warrnambool? Didn't even know it was running over there. We'd have to have a look. Keep the change. Merch. Yeah, don't know about that. Merch. That's a dangerous game, merch. It's, yeah. Hey, my hoodie didn't turn up. Hey, my shirt didn't turn up. Oh, hey, this one didn't fit. Oh, the logo came off. Can you send me another one? Next thing, you got a business that you didn't even intend to have. Getting in on a first home as an individual by the skin of your teeth now, or are waiting to have more wiggle room with larger deposit, larger income? There's a podcast coming out on property tomorrow with Mikey. I don't like doing anything by the skin of my teeth, but again, that's one of those things where in hindsight it'll give you the answer, because you know you might not regret it if you know property keeps going and everything works out fine for you. But you just, I guess there's a lot of people that are leaving comments that did get into property with the skin of their teeth and now they are struggling a little bit. So yeah, I wouldn't like that myself. That mental pressure of that debt if I've got a very low percentage. But yeah, each to their own. When's the Keep the Change live event? Yeah, geez, I need to make something happen. Been slack. Buying an investment property, got 5 kids, second tier lending a good idea, or single, no kids? Holy shit, buying an investment property, you got 5 kids, second tier lending a good idea, or be single? I'm completely lost. Is this what, I don't know, that's beyond me, looks too hard. When's the Keep the Change? Oh yeah, another one. How much did you roughly have saved during your uni days? Nothing, because I put it into the empty vessel slot machines there in Palmerston North. How's the blue light glasses going? I was just having a look to see if I had any sitting around. No, I don't, I've got them at home. But at uni, what I did do is I'd work in the summer and I'd stack cash, and then I kind of earned money, too much money too young, and didn't really know how to manage it. So then I'd go to uni and I would blow it, and I'd basically rinse through it and then get my course related costs. I just kind of, that's where I learned a lot of those bad money habits of sort of, wow, interest-free credit cards, whoa, interest-free overdraft, whoa, interest-free student loan amounts and stuff like that. And then I still had money that I'd earned during the summer. So that's where, looking back, it was really stupid. I could have been way further ahead. Is it doable to withdraw a second time for KiwiSaver? Again, mortgage advisor question, I'm not entirely sure. I doubt it. What main factors do you recommend focusing on when deciding on a KiwiSaver provider? I'd get it reviewed, get some advice done, and get them to tell me, because I'm not an expert, so you know I don't know. And again, all you're going to do is, with hindsight, compare it to something else. And we can't have that until we get hindsight. Sorry for a second time, you're not entirely sure. Can you get a boarder and not have to pay tax on the rent they pay? Yeah, I was going to try something. Let's see if we can switch this shit up. Yeah, I think we can. Okay, so let's go ID boarder, shit, boarder exemption. I know you guys think that I'm really smart, but like often there's this real buzzy thing these days called Google, and you can type questions in, and it comes up with some of the answers if you know where you're looking. So basically, at the moment, the border exemption, you've got to have like 4 or fewer borders, but a lot of people just have 1. So there's a standard sort of rule where the rate for the 2022-2023 income year is $222. So basically what that means is that if you are collecting less than that from them and they're boarding at your house, then you may not get taxed. So they have to be paying less than that per week. But that's over $10,000 a year tax-free, which is about $15,000 of income if it were to be taxed. So you need to be careful that they're not a flatmate, that they're not a a tenant, that you're not a landlord, that basically a boarder is very different to a flatmate as such. So you're preparing their meals, providing them power, all of that stuff. So I would read up on that and make sure that you do it accurately. But also, you know, what's the likelihood that the IRD are going to knock on your door and say, hey, we want to check, did you have a boarder or did you have a flatmate? What was the arrangement? But I would be documenting with somebody that I'm inviting into my house to pay me less than $222 a week that you're a boarder, and here's how that's going to work if you were ever to be asked. So that would be my insight there. Am I better off to sell my house and bus boat to live on it? Would be freehold and only mooring. Oh, that's the same thing as before. Are you ready to retire? I was actually thinking about this before. I probably could retire now. Yeah. Do you play golf? No, I don't play golf. What would you tell your 25-year-old self? Shit. Would you do a potty with Tim Naki, the blackjack guy? He's flying, eh? He's got so much engagement. What a ride. What would you tell your 25-year-old self? I just get started and just block all the noise and just get going. I guess I knew quite early on that I would have a crack at something, but I was probably, like a lot of us, those some of those questions earlier about which share should I invest in, just scared. But it's not until you start that you realize heaps of the noise doesn't actually matter. And I think at 25, that's a really tough time of your life because you're sort of halfway through your 20s, you've had some fun, then you're like, oh, fuck, the world is pretty confusing how it works, you know? I kind of thought that you'd be making 150K by 25 or something, or things would be getting easier, but I think life starts getting confusing. Some of your mates are getting partners and they're settling down, thinking about kids. Some of them thinking about weddings. Some of them are getting into houses. Some of them are still partying up. Some of them are going overseas, and you're sitting there going, whoa, shit, you know, what is life? And I think that's where people start to get, get a bit confused about things or start to freak out. But I would just say, get close to something that you like doing and just pour some passion into it and see what comes back. Hey, mate, keep up the great work. Love the potties. I work in finance and it's scary how most Kiwis have no discipline with money, and it's the she'll be right attitude. Yeah. Yeah, it is. You would see it first hand, and it is, it's not great. And I think we're all getting a big wake up call. And I think we're all having to learn some stuff, and probably partly why Keep the Change has been growing and more people are invested into learning about financial literacy, because the days of just kind of winging it and she'll be right might be behind us for some time. What are your key services, sources of information you use regularly to find alpha? I don't even know what that means. See, I'm honestly not as smart as you think I am. What are some things you did to become better at speaking more articulate? Well, I've done over 1,000 podcasts. That probably helps. I set a reminder on my phone. Oh, there's my phone there. Fuck, I told you. And it says, how will you become a better speaker? So I started by telling myself, by reminding myself that I wanted to get better. And then I started speaking more. I started telling myself that I was good at it, and I still do that. And then if there were opportunities to speak, I would say, yes, I'll do them. And I started researching on YouTube how to get a bit better at it, how to get a bit more comfortable with it, and just sort of found a bit more of my own rhythm. Doesn't mean I don't get nervous and I don't look back and go, damn, I could have done that a lot better. I missed things. I missed that joke or whatever. But it's just like anything, if you decide that you want to have a crack at it, then you've got to put some work into figuring out how do you do it better. Go and watch some speakers who do it really well. That's an eye-opener for me. I thought I was getting better, and then I watched one of New Zealand's best professional speakers and was like, holy shit. So then reached out to them. Hey, could I pick your brains on a couple of things? And yeah, ask good people that are good at things, and they will help you. There's massive tall poppy syndrome in New Zealand. So imagine, you know, most people are normally, when they're good at something in this country, they're used to people fucking having a crack at them and pulling them down. If you go to them and say, hey, I really like the way you do X, Y, Z. I think you're really good at this. Could I please get 3 of your top tips or something? You'll be blown away at who will be willing to help you. Can you make a video on KiwiSaver with minimum charges? Yeah, probably not my space. How's the apartment market right now? Wouldn't have a clue. How do you declare your crypto profits at the end of the financial year? So I used Jody, who's been on the podcast, and I got her to do calculations for me. But basically, she told me to use Coinly, Koinly, and then she would help me. I paid for those services because, again, I'm not an expert in that, so I'm happy to swap my money for expertise. And basically, she was looking at, had I sold any, and when had I brought it, timing, all of that stuff, and therefore, was it taxable, and what I needed to put into my tax return. Have you made your money that would enable you to retire at your age? That's a really good question. Well, I caveat there, good question. I was talking about this with a partner where I think if we look at the assets that we have in our life together combined, we would be able to build a very frugal plan where we could effectively not need to work or not need to go as hard. But I have been just stacking my own money over the last 7 years, something like that. Investing, I've got passive income coming in, which is quite good. But I don't really want to not work, I enjoy it. My first time watching, can I ask how old you are? Yeah, I'm 36. Just had to have a look at the clock there. My birthday was last month. Why did you move from the Naki? Do you miss it? Visit often? I actually was just talking to one of my friends on a WhatsApp message from the Naki, and she was saying, when are you coming down here next? I haven't been back down there in ages. So I had an amazing life in Hawera, small town. But I, again, like, there was just something in me that I knew that I needed to go somewhere where there was more happening and just get in the arena. So Auckland was that thing for me. And I think that is, I do miss it at times. I sort of miss mates that I played football with and different people and like the pace of life and the type of people, farming, being close to that stuff. You know, half Aucklanders wouldn't even know where the fuck their milk comes from and their coffee. But you get to be around that primary industry and agriculture and stuff like that, which is quite cool as well. And yeah, a lot of good people in Taranaki, but I really enjoy it up here as well. My 25-year-old self, I should have stayed single, protected my assets. Oh, whoopsies. Thoughts on FIFO? Reckon you would have done it before you saw the payouts as a young lad in your 20s. I think that's when you like fly in or fly out, right? Yeah, I mean, I would explore all opportunities. And yeah, I wasn't scared of hard work. I'm still not. It's not physical what I do now, but I still am willing to dig in and have a crack. But if there's a way to get ahead, then I think it's I can see why a lot of people do stuff like that, because they can then see that they can bring their future goals closer towards them. So yeah, I do 14-hour days in a distribution center, and some people would want to leave at hour 8, and I'm like, right, oh, we're on time and a half, let's roll, baby. And then bang, you're home, and then you're up at 5 or 6 a.m. the next day, back into it again. But that stuff didn't bother me. But the unfortunate thing is then I would just piss up that money or do dumb shit with it. Any advice for 40-year-olds? Have a own a home and just started investing in ETFs. Have a own house. Yeah, it's such a confusing topic between, do you pay off your debt or do you invest in ETFs? And everybody's got their own like preference on that. And I think that's where you need to get some advice from a financial planner to figure out what your preference would be. Would you rather have less debt, or would you rather try and risk your money and have it in a return that's growing and then pay down the mortgage with that, for instance? Again, it's so easy in hindsight, but in a time like this, it's pretty hard to do. Agreed. How does tax work if you remove shares making a profit? Well, I don't know exactly what you're asking, but normally in New Zealand, when you buy shares, you're buying them on what's called capital account. So that means that you are not buying them on revenue account. So capital account basically means that you're buying them to earn dividends, and you're not buying them with an intention to make a profit. So that's why share sales normally aren't taxable, because for most people, you might say put $10,000 into Main Freight and great, they go up 50%. And in that time, you might have had some dividends and paid your tax on those dividends, and you sell your $15,000 out, you've got a capital gain, and that's not taxable in New Zealand at the moment. However, we do have an overarching tax rule in New Zealand, which basically says If you have an intention to make a profit on something, i.e. a share, then you should be paying tax on that. So you should be paying tax on that $5,000 if you had an intention of making a profit on those main freight stocks. However, most people would say, no, I actually brought them to invest in and was hoping for the dividends and things like that, and that was my intention. The fact that they've gone up 50%, that's a bonus, happy days, and you're good. Have been listening to your podcast for 3 years now, and I've officially just registered and started my own business. Fuck yeah, that's awesome. What sort of business? Tell us in the comments. Any advice for 30-year-olds? No investments, but been looking for investment opportunities. Yeah, how good? 30. Got heaps of time. 30 to 40 years, right? So, yeah, just get started, basically. Looking for investment opportunities. Yeah, well, I guess you've got to figure out what those opportunities are and what interests you, and then go on that journey. But 30's still heaps of time. If you sell shares at a loss, can the loss be written off as a tax deduction? Well, that's basically now the reverse answer before. Most people can't claim a loss of their shares because their intention wasn't to make a profit. Therefore, your intention wasn't to make a loss either, I'd imagine. So therefore, you couldn't claim that. So most people don't put losses in their tax return for their shares, unless, for instance, you might be a share trader. Then that's different. You might be in the business of buying and selling shares, and then you may be able to, but the general everyday person that's putting some money into the stock market normally doesn't put any returns or losses into their tax return from their stocks. I'm pretty sure if you're trading shares, crypto is very different to shares, very different tax rules. Any advice for someone looking to get out of a 9-to-5? I was thinking about doing two pods, when to quit your 9-to-5 and how to quit your 9-to-5. Let me know in the comments, would those be helpful? I need to brainstorm those and I need to put them into two different sets of notes and then flesh them out and then record them as a podcast. So basically, how to do it would be basically some tools and tactics and things to be thinking about, some real practical how, and some when would be probing you to think about when it might be appropriate for you to understand that maybe you're not fit for a 9-to-5, or that you probably have something in you that suggests that you might want to go down the business route. But the business is not for everyone. Going to any GAP conferences? I need a selfie with you since I recommend to keep the change for so many clients. No, I've never been to a GAP conference, to be honest. But if you're ever in Auckland, pop in for a selfie, no worries. Is crypto worth investing in? Well, like, how do you answer that? Well, what would make it worth investing in? Thanks for everything you do. No problem. Would you rather? Oh, nah, man, I'm not doing this. Someone stitched me up last time. I read something and then they, destroyed me with, I read something out and it was bad. If you don't mind, who was the New Zealand speaker you reached out to? Passive income sources mentioned prior. Passive income podcast. I just did it. It was called Real Deep, how I made $25,000 a month. Oh, not a month. Gee, one day. $2,000 a month doing nothing. And I can't say who that speaker is. It's probably unfair to them. But they are very good. If a business owner owes you money, can the business pay you back tax-free? Kind of. You need to ask your accountant about that, because basically, say you put in $20,000 into your business, your own money, then you can draw it back out at some stage, potentially tax-free, but you still have to understand, did the business have a profit and therefore tax to pay? What is your opinion of an 18-year-old wanting to become a full-time day trader in New Zealand, and what advice would you give them? Oh, shit. That is gnarly. Buck, don't do it. Sorry. Because I know that most people don't make good money doing that stuff. And I've seen what it can do to people. And it's just another form of gambling. But someone else will give you a different opinion. Yet you might get some lucky runs on the board, etc. But you got to be real clever, because you're trading against machines, you're trading against professionals, you're trading against algorithms, all the shit these days. And at 18, like, what do you know about self-discipline, about stop losses, about not getting too far ahead of yourself, about 10 grand just came to me easy, bang, I'm mature, I can put that aside. Fuck, 18, I was at uni taking on free money, i.e. debt, thinking I was killing it. Imagine trying to do that at 18, share trading and having highs and lows and losses and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's a dangerous career, but it would be perfect for some people. And I guess to give you a Like I went on a gambling trip once with professional gamblers, and they trade and they find small margins in horse racing. Now, I'm like, we're going to have a great time. This is going to be epic. And I'm like, oh man, these dudes are kind of not what I thought would be on this trip. Anyway, I'm like, right, we're tucking into the beers, there's free beers and stuff here. They're like, why are you drinking? Aren't you working? And I'm like, I'm not a professional gambler. I'm not. And they're like, oh, okay. And that is the discipline that it takes. Like, they are like, oh, here's these two horses to back. One of them will win, but back both and you will get a profit. I'm like, I'm picking one or the other. And of course, one of them wins, I back the other one. They're like, why did you not back both of them? And I'm like, well, it just seemed kind of stupid. And they're like, how is this guy on this trip? So I think it's sexy to want to do some douche, easy, fun shit, and you can be a day trader and all this stuff. But man, like, those are tough careers, and you've got to be a certain person. The content you give out for free is very valuable, and want to say thanks, legend. But also, I don't know heaps about trading, to be honest, and foreign exchange trading and stuff. So like, I had my years of looking at that stuff, going to a couple of seminars, being like, maybe this is it. Yeah, I'll trade things. And I'm like, oh man, this is probably not my personality type. I don't need to be doing that. Is there any reason for a new small business to open a specific business account, or can I just open a separate account through my bank? Yeah, I guess the key thing is you want to keep your personal separate to your business. So that's probably why someone said have a separate bank. But it can be hard to open a new bank account for a company. It can be slow. So yeah, sometimes people do just set it up in a separate bank account. But yeah, I would advise, if you're going to start a business and do it for real, and it's a company, then you want to get a company bank account and keep that all separate from yourself. Valuable stuff. Do you feel like once interest rates drop, people will revert back to old habits and forget about discipline, ceased from having less disposable income in 2020, 2023? That's such a good question. Something I've been pondering massively. I've got some really confused thoughts going around in my head. And yeah, I'm just thinking, how many questions are there? Because I might just go on a tangent with this. Oh shit, there's heaps. Okay, maybe not. Yes, I do. Okay, so I do think that people will just go back to their old habits, because I think that we're just so keen on consuming and leveraging ourselves up. Like, I tried to write something the other day. I'll just see if I can find it. I couldn't word it really well. So it's like, often I make a lot of notes and I try and come back and then like re-articulate them. So I said, most people want to increase their income to increase their borrowing potential. I wanted to increase my income to decrease my borrowing requirements. Does that make sense? So most people want to increase their income so that they can go to a mortgage advisor or go to a bank and say, hey, I earn more, can I borrow more? I was trying to increase my income to decrease my borrowing requirements. So basically, I was trying to figure out, how could I make more money so that I don't have to fucking borrow as much? But it seems like people go the other way. They're like, you know what? I need to increase my income so that I can borrow more money. I can get more, I can get a bigger credit card. I can get a bigger mortgage. I can get buy now, pay later things. I can gem visas and all this stuff. I did all that stuff first and was like, I need to go the other way. I need to make more money so that I don't need a credit card, a buy now, pay later, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think people will just fall back into consumption type habits. And also, I think there's like this underlining push in New Zealand to get on the property ladder. And once you're on, then you've got to try, you're on the treadmill. So then you're trying to pay it off. And so you're, that's you. So you're at a speed there. And if you're not on, then you're like, shit, you're on one as well, but it's at a different pace. And you're like, I've got to keep up with property prices, because how am I ever going to have enough deposit? And unless the rules change, I'm not going to be able to. So yeah, I do think that if rates drop, people will be like, right, what can I borrow and what can I afford? And on it goes. I'm a new follower fan. Do you not own any property? Is that correct? Yeah, I don't own any property. I don't. I've got some shares in Kiwi Property Group. They're down about 38% or something stupid. I could look that up. But that's about it. Thanks for all the insights. Hi, look, if you buy a car in New Zealand and end up selling it for profit, are you supposed to pay tax on that profit? No, probably not, because that's you and your personal life. Different if you're in the business of trading vehicles, but I doubt that you would need to do that. Thanks for, yeah. Do you think doing an OE in the UK would set back your financial goals? Would you put experience over money? most of the people that I know that have done OEs and stuff got so much out of it and get a lot out of travel. And I do think that it's really good to get out of New Zealand. I was late to travel. I'm not really a travel sort of a person. I'm not an OE type person, but I do like getting out of New Zealand. It always opens my eyes as to how other things are happening. So you'd be banking a different form of lesson, right? But also a lot of people go to the UK and can earn money over there, earn the pound, try and send some home, and see a lot of the world. So you're enriching yourself in a different way. And I've had some friends that have done all sorts of different things, go over there and crush it, go over there, come back with nothing, but they've got knowledge, skills, experience, an open mind and ideas. So, you know, I think there's value in all of that stuff. Me, I just went overseas and went on a bender for 7 weeks. Is that smart? Probably not. But I did know when I got over there, I was like, I need to get back to New Zealand. I need to get some shit going. And so that was kind of the start of my journey too. Yes, two separate podcasts. Okay, so when to quit your job and how to quit your 9-to-5. Let's do that. Two podcasts, 9-to-5. Yep, yes, please. Keen on both of these podcasts. Yeah, keen. Any accountant recommendations in Christchurch? Christchurch? No, not coming to mind. Sorry. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. If a business owes you money as an investor, can that business pay the capital tax free? Well, yeah, you need to seek advice from your accountant on that, because it's easy to answer those wrong and not understand what like without looking at the numbers, what you're trying to ask. I did 3 years overseas. It did set me back a bit career-wise, but the experience was so valuable. Once I got back into the career market, I easily caught up. Man, there we go. And I'd do the same again. Thanks for being a legend. Your potty's absolute gold. Are you looking at becoming a homeowner anytime soon? Not anytime soon. But, you know, like I will get property at some stage. I'm just not really in a rush to. And part of that comes down to not really knowing where myself and my partner want to live, whether that be in Auckland, like we're in Auckland sort of thing. And so we just, yeah, we're not in a rush to get on the ladder and all of that stuff. I've kind of, that's all just a bit of noise to me. I just focus on other things that we've got going on, and I'm sure my time will come. Is now a good time to take more risk in KiwiSaver? We changed our minds on buying a house, bought a small business with our savings after immigrating to New Zealand, need to start investing. Wow. Again, yeah, I would get KiwiSaver advice to make sure that you map that to your longer term goals. So an advisor from the Generate KiwiSaver scheme, for instance, and get them to take you through your options. Keen to work with you one day, Luke. Well, you're here, on here, you kind of are. Can you see your business tax account to offset? Can you use your business tax account to offset your mortgage? Yeah, I did 30 minutes on the phone with a client today. So we'll just go into this very quickly. A business may need to pay tax in August, January, and May. And so they will stack up the cash until we advise a tax account. But that account sits there with the money in. And some of our clients will take that money and they'll offset their mortgage, and then they'll just pay the exact amount of tax or the correct amount of tax on the due date. And that means that they can sort of decrease the interest expense that they're paying to the bank, because if they were to keep the money in the tax account, they can earn interest income, but they've then got to pay tax on that, which is probably at 33%. So they lose a third of that anyway. So they can save themselves 7% in interest paid, or they can make 6% in interest, but then lose a third, so 2%, and get net 4% in interest income. So yes, some of our clients do that. You have to understand cash flow management. You have to understand residual income tax rules and all sorts of different things, and paying everything on time. You need good, solid tax advice to do that. But yes, you can do it if you know what you're doing. It's an interesting question. Yeah, hopefully I've covered that. What are some tips to starting your own business? Tradie, but too worried about not making enough money to repay bills, mortgage, etc. Yeah, okay. Well, let's just think about that briefly, right? So this is what the podcast will be about. Now, what you need to do is you need to figure out, start with, what are your bills? So you need to list out your mortgage, your insurance, like all the expenses that you have, and then you know what you need each week, right? And then you need to figure out, okay, so at the moment you earn XYZ and that allows you to pay for those things, but you need to basically go, well, if I'm not gonna earn any of that, how long do my savings last me for? And you might say, well, I don't have any savings. Okay, well, now we're backs against the wall. So what on those expenses can we strip out? If you've got a mortgage, pretty hard not to. But it's not impossible. So we go, okay, solutions. Could I rent this property out now? Could we go live with mum and dad again? Could we go and live with my partner's family, etc.? We're not fucking looking for roadblocks at this stage. We're just brainstorming, what could I do? Because if the shit hits the fan, you want the solutions when the shit's in the fan, not when it's hitting it, right? Is that right? Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. You want to already be thinking about this stuff, because when you go out there into the big wide world of business, oh, bloody, your boss ain't there to hold your hand anymore. Most people are like, oh, well, see how you fucking go, mate. You know, good luck, put your steel caps on and kick about. Fucking good luck. And they don't care if you don't get paid. If some, and you're flying and all of a sudden the people you're contracting to don't pay your bills. So you want to know, how long can I actually last? And if something can go wrong, you want to already think in your head, okay, what would I do should that happen? And it may be that you need to try and get rid of your largest expense, being paying for your mortgage, etc. So that's like a good exercise to figure out what levers could we pull. But then I guess you've then got to try and work out, do you have all the things that you need? So you do have the tools that you need to be able to do that work. If not, do you need to borrow money to be able to get those tools? What's that going to cost you? What would the loan repayment be? Can we model that into some sort of cash flow planning so that we know what's going to go out? Are we going to be able to get that work? Can we replace that income that we currently have with new work, even if it's 80%? Well, maybe that's okay because we've got some savings that we're leaning on. But so many people you know, have done this before, and you know, have been before you and had to figure this out. So it is figure outable, if that's a word. I'm kind of new here, so what are you investing in? This isn't like a investment page, mate. I'm sorry, you've asked three times about investments. I think I've said I've got funds, I've got term deposits, I've got crypto, I've got individual shares, I've got PI funds. So like, does that help? No. But does it work for me? Yes. So don't worry about what other people are doing. Worry about what you need to be doing. So if your goal is XYZ, the actions need to map to XYZ, not to be like, fuck, what are Luke's goals? What's he doing? Can you tell us? I don't have all the answers and the secrets. So focus on your shit. That's the main thing. We just learned that the construction industry owes the most tax. Correct, and most likely to go under. Very, very tough industry, but good if you can get it right. Blair Colf started following, hey, mate. Well, what a pay increase for the ministers. Oh, yeah, let's not get into the pay rises for the ministers. Oh, here we go. This is the last one. On average, are you better off leasing vehicles for businesses or buying and depreciating when factoring resale at the same point? You need to compare that to know the actual answer, but basically, they're loosely the same. And I know some people are like, no, they're not. But okay, put it this way, 95% of our clients borrow money and buy the vehicle, then lease. But when you buy the vehicle, it depreciates, you claim the depreciation over time, you claim the interest on the mortgage, and the mortgage on the debt, and you might claim the GST on the vehicle too. But with a lease, for instance, you're claiming the expense that you're paying each month as a tax deductible expense. So they kind of net tax to the same thing. And sometimes it just comes back to a cash flow decision rather than sort of which one's better than the other. Cheers for what you do. No worries. Cheers for listening. Are you taking on new clients at the moment? Yes, we do. But we're quite selective of, you know, what we take on and if we can help and if we can add value in that space. If not, we'll be able to point in the right direction of who to speak to. But if you jump on our website, nextadvisory.nz, there is a Calendly booking into my calendar, and you speak to an AI version of me, which I've trained to answer those questions, and they will tell you whether you're a good fit for Next Advisory, or they'll suggest the accountant to speak to. So you'll think you're talking to me, but it's actually an AI robot. I'm only kidding, it's actually me. So you can find my calendar. Please don't all go and do that. I won't get any work done. Do you deal with any dairy farm clients? Nah, not anymore. And I haven't stayed close enough to the rules and stuff. Stock values, herd values, and bloody Mary lost three of them down the bank. You know, lost three of them, if you know what I mean, just before Christmas time or whatever. So I don't, I'm not comfortable or confident enough to be taking on farming clients with just the lack of exposure I've had to it. And in recent years. Gee, that could be about us. Any final Questions. Do you deal with any forestry clients? Nah, not really. Not really. Like, explain what you mean by forestry clients. Can't fit it all and plan to rent it out or sell within 18 months. Just started out in business and construction. Is there any good books you'd recommend in reading to get a good grasp of finance and business structure? I would maybe follow, hands up to KTC and everyone who's willing to learn and take action. Get a Mikey. The Profitable Tradie seemed to be really popular with our construction clients. Even look up Recharge, the Taranaki-based accounting firm and advisory firm in construction. Really great guy, Ben Annabelle, built a trades business, sold it, so he's been through the whole process, wrecked himself mentally, physically, I'm sure he won't mind me saying that, in the process. He'll explain it a lot better and more articulate than that. Now he's building a business to help other trades businesses not make the same mistakes as him, but they do accounting for construction and some advisory and retreats and things like that as well. So yeah, maybe Profit First. Profit First is a good book to understand putting some profit aside. All Kiwi business owners could do with reading that. Just trying to think if there's anything specific in the construction space. I'd get on LinkedIn, stay on LinkedIn. There's a lot of construction type people on there. It's one of our biggest sectors. Someone said the professional builder, similar to the Profitable Tradie. There you go. Have you done any Forex trading? Yeah, I did a bit. I went to Vegas last year, and every time I put my fucking bank card into an ATM, I got rorted by $1.60 US cents per 100 New Zealand. Well, 100, anyway, got destroyed by the US dollar. But no, I haven't done any Forex trading. It doesn't interest me. Had a look and couldn't find in the pools, but is there any info on FIFTAX, in the pods? A bit more in depth in the catalogue. No, I haven't done much on the fifth rules, but I think like maybe Colonel or Sheersies or someone like that may have. Thanks for the yarns, Lukey. No worries, Brooke. Interest-only mortgage repayments for 6 months or extend the loan back out to 30 years from 24. Why are we doing that? What the fuck? I'd be getting mortgage advice to start with. Interest-only mortgage, but like why do we need to go interest-only? I get it. Okay, maybe I'm guessing, but... Nah, we are trying to find that money elsewhere. You don't want to, do you really want another 6 years of repaying your debt? I would be challenging myself as a household unit to be like, right, okay, here's our new budget and what are we gonna do? So what other forms of income can we get coming in? What expenses can we get rid of and whatnot? Because that 6 years is a decent amount of time, but hopefully you find some solutions, but definitely speak to a mortgage advisor. Do you think it's better to buy a house at the moment or invest the deposit instead? Oh man, it's so hard to answer, eh? Because everybody asks this, eh? It's better to buy a house at the moment. Okay. So, no, I'm not going to, that's like half an hour. I just don't know how many times I have to say it, that you got to just do what you want to do. And only hindsight's going to give you the perfect example. So you need to map your actions back to what you want to achieve. So if you are hell-bent on buying a house, you would not risk the... I think we just froze. If you were hell-bent... There's someone singing outside. You would not risk your deposit if you were hell-bent on buying a house, right? But if the market went up 50% in a year's time, you'd be like, damn it, I knew we should have invested it. But you don't know, because if the market went down 50%, you'd be like, fuck, I knew we shouldn't have invested it. So actions towards goals. Do you hold any Bitcoin? You don't listen to the pod, because I've only been talking about that since 2020, I think it was, when I did the first podcast on Bitcoin. I see you commenting all the time, being like, yeah, promote Bitcoin more. You build an audience, bro. You go and do it. But yes, I have some. To keep the payments the same. Oh, to keep the payments the same. The goal isn't to keep the payments the same. The goal is to clear the debt. So we need to figure out how to make more money. I know that sucks. And I know that's really hard and brutal, but you'll thank yourself when you save yourself 6 years of paying off your loan or your mortgage. Love your real deep podcast. Awesome. That was, someone said, did you take a breath? And yeah, probably didn't. Rates go up in October, I see. Yeah, keep going. Don't extend loan out. I reduced mine from 30 years down to 21, then interest rates doubled. You'll be thankful if it changes again. Yeah. Yeah, get some advice. What do you think about the New Zealand economy for the next 24 months? Oh, no. Yeah, I think this is where, Mikey, you still watching? A little wave in the comments. Both of us are a little bit different on this. So I can tell you that the economy is quite tough at the moment, just from what we're seeing with business owners that we're working with. Now, there's so many multi-layers to this answer, but I think that it will be tough and it will be grindy, because here's sort of why at a high level, right? So the tax take's going to decrease because I think that businesses are making less money. So then the government are going to have to make harder decisions around what money they have and therefore what can they spend on. That stimulates the economy as well. And that could turn into a bit of a doom cycle, right? But then some people think, well, we're going to have too hard of a landing. I think Mikey, if he's tuning in, he's there. He would probably, this is how I'd sort of articulate it. He might message and say if I've got it wrong. But we've done some pods and they're coming out soon about this. But basically, we'll have too much of a hard landing and the government will then flip back into, we've got a low debt to GDP compared to other OECD countries. We're going to stimulate and we're going to do X, we're going to do Y. We're going to drop the interest rates and things. But yeah, that could happen, and then maybe the economy just carries on off the back of that. But I just think it'll be challenging and tough, and that maybe we have to get used to a 4 to 5 to 6% interest rate, and that's the reality that we got lured into a false sense of reality that an OCR of 0.25% and even 1% was the norm, and you know maybe that's just not the case. So I'm prepared for more months like this, but there's still stuff happening out there, and you've just got to sort of, you've got to also find things that are going to make you happy. I think it's really easy in a good economy to get carried away on what's happening in your shares, what's happening with your house price, and can we borrow some more money, and all of this sort of stuff, when really, like, the main thing we need to be focusing on is, are we happy? Are we enjoying our life? Do we have things to look forward to? So it might be that, fuck, your shares don't move, your KiwiSaver doesn't move for a year, but you have saved $10,000 or $5,000 to go on a holiday and it was the best week of your year. Which would you rather have? You know? So I think we might need to reframe what we think winning is in an economy and just map our lives back to trying to be really grateful and happy for the things that we do have. Planning to sell it anyway. Mortgage is 200k, valued at 500k. Planning to sell it or rent it out. Yeah, okay. There's too many variables, and this is the danger of asking questions like that on the internet. I would get some proper advice from a mortgage advisor. Got $102 interest today, even though it's not keeping up with inflation. I'm wrapped with it. That's awesome. Fuck yeah. Mikey's going like this. Scissors for cutting. They're going to cut the interest rates. And that's epic, you know, because that is what, if you haven't listened to Real Deep, that's what that's about. You know, years ago, I would hear these things about passive income, and I'm like, yeah, how do you do it? And then I realized you have to work really hard, and then you stack that money, and then you start to get these little drips of money. And look, it might only be $102, but that's $102 that you didn't have to work for as such. You didn't have to swap your time for. So, you know, if that's a net amount, how many hours of your time would it have taken to work in your current job to get that $102? So yeah, it might not be keeping up with inflation, but it is pretty cool to see money coming back towards you that you're not necessarily having to swap your time for. So well done. Thank you for putting your thoughts on this. As, how many hours a week do you try to put back into yourself? Gym, reading, etc. I've noticed cutting back on extra work and putting hours back in myself has paid big dividends. Yeah, bro, for sure. I guess the good thing for me is that normally the things that I study feed into Keep the Change or Next Advisory, so then that then helps me generate like more as well, which is great. But definitely, like, I try to get to the gym 5 times a week. Definitely ain't what I used to be. And like reading, I'm trying to stimulate my brain. I've been a little bit slack with actually like finding new topics and learning a bit more and taking some notes and stuff. And usually I do that with a book, and I'll fill that up and I'll write like goals and all sorts of different things. Do that daily, like things that I'm grateful for. Trying to protect my brain, eat well, and look after my sleep. That's probably one of the biggest changes I've made over the last few years, is trying to sleep more, and I've actually then produced more. But yeah, very important to invest in the company, the company that is yourself. That'll pay the most divvies. Got cool, mate. Always love leaving enough in your pocket for the last menangle. Yeah, naughty boy. Thank you, man. What if your partner has a different risk tolerance and one is super interested in property and the other one is not interested in property at all? That's awesome. You just break up with them. No, I'm only kidding. That's tricky. You got to try and get on the same path, right, and same page and have some of those tricky conversations. And yeah, I'm not an expert in that, but I'd be maybe some conversations around goals, around, you know, what is it that you jointly want to achieve, and maybe going to a financial advisor together, and or even like going to a mortgage advisor together, and just collecting the information. You might be able to sell this like, hey, we don't have to do this, but I just love to have this conversation together and just get your thoughts. But pretty hard if you end up with someone that's like real disengaged from something, and that's where, yeah, things get tricky. Won't go any further than that. Awesome advice on changing perspective on what winning really means. Awesome. Assuming you read books, what figure finance books are reading or have read recently? I actually haven't. Like, I've been really bad this year. Just trying to think what I... Have I taken any notes of anything? Psychology of Money is good. I started reading Managing Oneself by Peter Drucker or Ducker, I think. What else we got here? Oh, the E-Myth was quite an interesting read. The Law of Success from Napoleon Hill, rated that. I think I talked about that on the pod. Yeah, that's about it that I've got notes for recently. But yeah, I need to get back. I'm a bit slack. What else we got here? Already happening and the curve seems exponential. I don't even know what that's about. What's your opinion on starting a business quickly and learning by doing as opposed to preparing properly before launching? I guess it just comes back to like who you are and whether you can cope with that. Some people can, some people can't. Have we been going for an hour? Holy shit. Is it 8:30? Man, the last bus is probably not even, probably fucking been. I'll be walking home. Can you walk across the Harbour Bridge? Find out, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you got to know who you are to just randomly start a business and have a crack, right, and then hope that you'll figure it all out. Some people can do that, and it's awesome, and definitely like a big advocate for that. But if you bite off more than you can chew, then you sort of need to know if that's, you know, not what you're capable of. I better wrap this up and get out of here soon. But have always been pretty loose and careless with money, wanting to tighten up on everything to save more money towards a deposit. Would going to a financial advisor be worth it? Maybe. I would go back to Money Mail Lesson 1 and I would start listening to that. I would do the budgeting, so then you would build your own budget. You can do all that for free before speaking to a financial advisor. You'd start tracking your net worth. You start then listening to more of the content and figuring out things that you could tidy up, and you'll probably learn a whole heap of stuff to get yourself tidied up before speaking to a financial advisor. Or you could reach out to Money Talk, Citizens Advice Bureau, one of those two, and get some budgeting help from a financial mentor around the country. Love your podcast. Thank you. Cheers. Righto. I better get out of here. I didn't realize I've been going for an hour. That's loose. Hopefully that's been enjoyable. Cheers, man. Appreciate all the advice you share. No worries. Maybe I should take the audio out of this and chuck it up as a podcast, but I didn't have a microphone on or anything. Thanks, bro. Safe walk home. Appreciate it. Yeah. Hopefully we're all good. Should be. Hopefully some nuggets in there for all of you. And there's heaps of content coming out. There's a podcast out tomorrow about property. There's a big announcement coming on Thursday as well. So keep an eye out for that. And then nothing on Friday. Yeah, basically back into the normal routine. But there's some really cool content coming out in the coming weeks. And that's gone out recently as well. Be good out there. Keep looking after yourselves, your loved ones, your communities. Keep striving for more. Don't worry about all this doom and gloom. Hamish Bond tuning in. Olympians, legends, all over the show. Bloody good to see. Let's get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your evening.